Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, channelizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. I am LSO, the founder and owner of LSO exclamation point. I am a writer and independent published author of 3 erotic books, yearly calendar, playing cards, and so much more. Also, the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show, spoken word artist, and an inspirational and empowerment speaker. LSO has that creative diversity that captures you and makes you want to become one with everything she says and do, with everything she says, and not be afraid to try it and ultimately like it. She introduces you to your fantasies with your freedom to enjoy. LSO has the key to unlock your fantasies, tantalize your thoughts into submission, ignite your soul to willingly surrender to enjoy the known and the unknown. In her work, she is in total control. In her space, her imagination encourages your truth, the escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. LSO vows to keep her creative juices flowing so that you can experience the displays of the words written and or spoken. LSO is creating magic with words and speaking positivity into the atmosphere. Such creative liberty. So come along for the ride, pun intended. LSO promises to never disappoint, and she promises limitless possibilities. Are you ready for tonight's show? If so, it's time to get ready for. The topic is, I am a survivor. I am highly favored. As we conclude Breast Cancer Awareness Month, know that our survivors' testimonies help many. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions, so get ready to call in and confess your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcomed. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions, or if you have an answer, or if you're going through something similar and you want to share your story, feel free to call in. The Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show welcomes our host, Ms. Kay Shepherd. I don't know where she is this evening, and she didn't say that she wasn't going to be here. But Ms. Kay, you know where we are, the Reiki Master, author, self-love coach. You know where we are. So tune in. We'll be waiting for you. But this evening, y'all, this evening, we have another very special treat. As we close out October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, tonight we have a very, very special guest. And this guest is very dear to me. We have a survivor, and I am honored that she is sharing her story with us this evening. This evening we have Miss Yvette. Miss Yvette was born and raised in St. Vincent, West Indies, the mother of 2 beautiful young ladies, and living a grateful life as she gives her testimony this evening. Living in her passion, she was halted with the C word. Her world came to a standstill. So many thoughts flashed before Miss Yvette that changed her world immediately. In the midst of it all, her faith in God and her support team kept her afloat. I never asked God why, but remembering he gives his greatest challenges to his children, he knew I will endure the test. During this time, it brought me closer to him, and here I stand in my testimony. Some of her greatest gifts are the gift of life, her children, and her faith. The C word no longer have Miss Yvette on a standstill. It now represents a conqueror, centered, courageous, capable, confident, and most of all, I am a champion. She is a warrior standing in the survivor courage. Many times daily, you will hear Miss Yvette say, just one day at a time, and even in your toughest times, keep your faith. Today, she has been in remission for 12 years, and this evening, we are talking to Miss Yvette. Miss Yvette, how are you this evening?
I am blessed and highly favored. Good evening, everyone.
Oh, my gracious. Your story is so amazing. And one thing about your story is you made me aware that I didn't even know, but I was a part of your support system, and I didn't know that. And that,
yes,
that blessed me in such a way, because this is why you always have to show up and show out and come correct, because you never know who's watching or who's depending on you or whose soul you may be feeding, unbeknownst to you.
Amen to that. Amen. I'm thankful that you give me the pleasure to speak tonight and to share my story. I hope I can help someone out there with my story.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. So give us a little bit more about yourself. What is something that you like to do that lifted your spirits while going through?
Well, I like to put on my radio and dance around the house with my kids. I like a lot of gospel. I do listen to a lot of gospel music and everything. And I do love my cooking too. You know, the girl had to cook and the girl got to eat.
Yeah, listen. Those are two things we need to know how to do. Well, we know for sure we know how to eat, but and I can attest to the cooking because I enjoy it. Okay, so we're gonna dive right on in so that people can get some information and know that they are not alone and there's help and there's others that may have gone through the same situation or something very similar.
Okay.
So in your words, how would you describe what is breast cancer?
I will describe it. Breast cancer is a disease. It's cells that go out of control. You know, there are different kinds of cells. And, you know, they could be different in our body. Breast cancer, it could be different cells in our breast that form cancer. You know, so we just had to know what to do when we go do our mammograms and stuff to find out what's really going on in our body. So we got to, you know, listen to it.
So at any point, how did you realize or when did you find out you had breast cancer? What happened that?
Well, I used to feel like little aches in my breast, and I used to like wondering what the ache is all about. So one day when I went to my GYN, I let him know that what was going on with me, and then he sent me for a mammogram. And then that's how I found out in 2009 that I had breast cancer. And the one year I didn't have my mammogram done, that's when I go back for the following year, that's when I found out I had the breast cancer.
Okay, so do you think possibly it would have been found sooner had you gone the year you didn't go? Or were you feeling those same pains or lumps during the time you didn't go?
Well, at the time I didn't go, I didn't. The year before, I did have my daughter. So the year I put off after I don't have my daughter was the year that happened. So in 2008, that's the year I missed. And if I did do it in 2008, maybe I would have found out that I have it there, but is when I do it in 2009, I realize that I have breast cancer.
Okay, okay. So at that point, at what stage was your cancer when it was actually detected?
I didn't have a stage. It was only in centimeters. But the is where the location of it, of the centimeters of the cancer, is the
mm-hmm.
one that the doctor was looking into. And then we went and he sent me to do biopsy, and then the biopsy confirmed everything for me.
Well, do you mind giving clarity on when you said you it wasn't in a stage, it was in centimeters? Can you give clarity on that? Because the way I believe cancer is that cancer comes in stages. And now you just said your cancer was in centimeters and not
yes.
at a particular stage. So can you explain that?
Yes, because in my breast it have like little small centimeters, like little cells like in there.
Mm-hmm.
So when the doctor showed me, okay, take for instance, I'm going to describe it like my doctor described it to me to let me understand
okay.
what it's all about. My doctor described it, you know, when you have an egg,
mm-hmm.
they have the white part by itself and you have the yellow part by itself. So
correct.
It was in centimeters, but then when he did the pathology report, the yellow part was going over into the white.
Okay, so it was taken over.
Yes.
So the yolk more or less was taken over
the
other part of the egg.
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting.
So I had us to do 3 pathology just to make sure, because the doctor was trying to save the breast.
Uh-huh. So it was in both, or it was just in one?
Just in one, the left. It was in the left breast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. I've never heard it described as such. Always heard stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4, and then this is, you know, this is what you have to do during these particular times. So what were the options that they gave you? Or
well,
when you found, okay, before that, let me take a step back. When you found out, did you become proactive or were you reactive?
I would say a little bit of both.
Okay.
First, I was scared. I reacted. I was scared a little bit. Then I just, you know, fate take over me. And I just go ahead and then I say, you know what, I'm going to be a proactive person because I want to know that I can fight this fight. I can beat this. And I got to do what I'm supposed to do. So I went and I looked for options, what I need to do, what is out there for me. And self-search. I even self-search myself to know what I had
right.
to go out there and do. You know? So this is what I did.
And using your self-search, was that beneficial? Because sometimes you can get misinformation in searching or it may not be misinformation. It may be information that doesn't pertain to your circumstance. Did you come across any of that?
I had a friend also who was going to breast cancer. And
okay.
that person had to do radiation. So I was looking into all those things. What do I need to do? Like, what's the radiation, the chemo, and what it's going to do to my body and all those things was going on in my head at the same time.
Right.
So I was very scared, and then knowing that I have my kids with me, all that was worrying about me. But then when you have faith and you have love, that holds you. You have friends that support you. You know, all that holds you together. And, you know, you just go out there and do whatever you have to do to fight this cancer. And regardless of what people might think or say, you just hold your head up high and just keep going.
Right. That's good inspiration. So at any point, did you ever think or go into a sunken place where you thought that cancer would beat you as opposed to you beating cancer?
Well, at one point, I talked to myself and I said, you know what? Let me just ask God to guide me, to find, you know, and show me his way. You know, so I went into all those things. I will read my Psalms and I will enlighten myself. Then I will say, you know what? I'm going to beat cancer. Cancer is not beating me.
Okay.
So I go out there and do the best I can, and I fight this thing.
As you should. As you should. Because a lot, not a lot, sometimes when people come across something or get sick, immediately they shut down. And when you do that, that allows your body, that allows the sickness to overtake your body as well, because you now gave it a place to fester. So with you go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. I'll wait till you finish.
No, so with you having that fight and that oomph in you to battle it out, do you think that strengthened you and to help you get through what you were going through?
The spirit that I have and the love that I have, all that, and the faith in me, all that helps me to give me my strength to keep on going and to fight this cancer. Without that, I wouldn't have anything. Faith, it goes a long way. And without
it does.
Without faith, you have nothing. That carried me through a lot.
Wow. Wow. Well, welcome. Well, we're going to welcome Miss K. Miss K, how are you? Welcome. Thanks for joining in. We're talking with Miss Yvette, and she's sharing her story. So if you have any questions as well, please feel free. Okay, Miss Yvette.
Yes.
What were your first steps? What were your first steps that you took? So you out you had to take the biopsies. Now what did you do?
My first step was getting more than one opinion. Always rely on more than one opinion.
Okay.
Okay. Find out the do's and the don'ts and how to go about taking care of it.
Okay. Okay. Now, we had spoke with someone last week, and she had made mention because she's a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And so with her being in the medical field, you know, things is just coming at her, and not saying she was trying to self-medicate or self-help, but what she was doing was getting information from her knowledge of her expertise, and then maybe others' expertise, but yet some information may have been beneficial, whereas other information may not have been beneficial, because you need someone to talk to you. You need a doctor who specializes in cancer, and then not only specializes in cancer, specializes in the type of cancer that you have, so that you know you are getting the best treatment and you're getting the best options for you. Like, you won't go to a foot doctor and you have, you know, and ask him his opinion, and you have cancer, you need to go to someone who specializes.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was happy when a friend of mine recommended a doctor up by Sloan's.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went, she even went with me, and my sister went with me. And they came in the room, sit down with me, with the doctor. And the doctor get out a plain piece of paper, okay? And he
mm-hmm.
explained everything to me, what was going on, what is supposed to be, what he is going to be doing, what I should expect, and everything. By the time the doctor finished speaking to me,
mm-hmm.
a blank sheet of paper, it was my breast on top of that paper.
Wow.
And before I leave out that room, he said to me, if you don't understand anything, you're not leaving this room until you understand everything I said to you. My sister then was there, and my sister was a nurse, okay? And she had questions.
Right.
By the time he finished, she didn't have no question, because he did already said everything he supposed to be saying to me
right
then and there in the office. So she didn't have any question at all. When I walk out his office, all I could tell her, I love that doctor, and my spirit takes him. And she said the same thing. She said, my spirit takes that doctor. I love the way he explained everything to a T to me. And I'm thankful.
But, you know, that is key, because if you don't understand something, make sure you get clarity on what it is, especially when it pertains to you or anyone, because without that clarity, you don't know what's going on. I need to, like, whenever I go to the doctor, I tell the doctor, if something is whatever, can you, one, either can you write it down, or can you spell it for me, because you're using words I don't know. Let's go to the dictionary together so you can show me exactly, you know, what things mean. And I know one day my niece and I, we were talking, and a doctor said something, and I don't know if he was sure or he wasn't sure, whatever the case may be, but what he did was he went into his pocket and pulled out a dictionary and showed us, the first thought that came to me, The first thought came to me was, oh, he don't know what he's talking about. He got to go to the dictionary. And my niece was like, no, that's great that he did go to the dictionary to make sure that he's giving you the correct information.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's a great thing. And to hear you say that he actually did that, that's great. That's great.
Yes. Because before I get his opinion, before he did all that, I went to another specialist before him. And it was a lady. And let me tell you, this lady, she wanted to chop me up like a piece of meat.
Really? That was the first option she gave you?
Yes. She was telling me where she's going to take off and where she's going to graft from, where she don't want to graft in case anything had to go wrong and all this thing. And I look at her and I say, I went back to my GYN and I said, I don't like her. Then he told me like this. He said, you don't have to take her. You go to who you think is more better for you.
Right.
He said, because it's your life you're talking about. You understand? So you go where you feel more comfortable. And that's when my friend gave me Sloan's. And let me tell you, it is a walk in the park.
See, that's a good thing. Because, one, not only, like you said, your spirit took to the new doctor, but he also made an impression on your sister as well. And that comfort right there will give you some form of peace in knowing that you may have cancer, but cancer don't have you. And
yes,
that'll give you more of that willpower to fight back with everything that you have in you.
Yes.
And especially when you have, and when you have a doctor breaking things down to you, A, B, C, 1, 2, 3, and you're understanding, and as changes are going on in your body, you're explaining it to him, he's explaining it back to you and letting you know what's going to happen beforehand. That right there within itself is treatment that can get you through.
Yeah.
And get you out of that standstill moment and make sure you're doing what it is that you need to do.
Yes, that's it. And let him know that I was covered under the blood of the Lord.
Now, see, when you have faith, and, you know, you mentioned the word faith quite a few times, that right there opens up a whole new world of everything and going through any form of treatment, be it
yes.
for cancer or diabetes or for anything.
It doesn't matter what it is. Faith is the key.
Yes, it is. It sure is. It sure is. It sure is. So, excuse me. So after you went to the doctor and he laid everything out for you, what were the treatments that he gave? What were your options of treatment?
Well, my options, well, seeing that they caught the cancer early, I didn't really have too much treatment. The only thing that I had to go through is I decided myself that since I already done 3 pathology reports and I know what the
mm-hmm.
odds on the ends of it, I make a decision to remove both of them, both of my breasts.
Okay. Now, that decision was based on, did they find anything in the other one, or that was your personal decision to make sure that everything is out at one time?
No, that was my personal decision making to do that
okay.
because I asked a hypothetical question to the doctor
okay.
and I asked if later on if I will get cancer inside my other breast. It could be, or we don't know if it will come in, but it could happen. It can spread. So that's when I made the decision, yes, I want to remove both of them.
Now, did they give you a reason as to why it can possibly spread? Or...
because it's already, it was already in one, and I wasn't waiting to hear another option because I don't want to go through another operation like that.
Right.
So I just decided to do that. To remove
so that
both
was
of
your,
them.
That was your first, that was your personal choice.
Decision.
Just
yes.
to remove. You didn't want to go through any other treatment. You didn't want to go through treatments such as chemo and or, I can't think of the other treatment.
They have
oh,
radiation.
Oh, gosh, I can't think of the other treatment. Radiation.
They have radiation and they also have pills. They have, now they have a research pills also. As we talk, I will fill you in more different things as we go on. But that decision
okay.
was me by making that decision for the breast. And to answer part of the question also is that I didn't have to go to chemo for the breast cancer at all because
okay.
I do a whole, I remove both of them. So I didn't need chemo, I didn't need radiation, I didn't need the pills for that.
Oh. Okay, so would they send you home with Tylenol?
No. My doctor told me he's going to throw me out the hospital because I was walking around with a robe like if I come from a spa.
Well, see, that's that faith that kept you covered and kept you in those high spirits
Yes.
See, because so they probably sent you home with Tylenol.
Because I get up playing my gospel music, walking around the North Station about 10 times.
Wow. So, you know, even in the midst of what you were going through, you don't know how much of a blessing you may have been to the nurses, the doctors, and even the other patients. Here you
yeah.
are just coming straight from surgery, and you walking around like you in a spa.
I know. Yes, and it's funny. One of the lady from the pharmacy came up and she said, don't you need your medication? You just have a major surgery. I said, what medication? For what? She said, ain't you in pain? I said, no, I'm not in pain. I said, when you're covered under the blood, you don't need anything for the pain.
Whoa, there you go. So I know for sure before you went in and you went under, y'all had a prayer ceremony with you and the doctors, because
sure.
I could imagine you like touching and agreeing everybody before they put that anesthesia in you. You have about 3 seconds before you go under.
Oh yes, I was praying.
Wow, that
and
is
I was
so interesting.
And I was asking God to guide the doctors, the nurses, and everyone who was there in that room.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, make sure that they give you the right medicine. Make
mm-hmm.
sure they're not giving you something you're allergic to. Or if you are allergic to something and you don't find out you're allergic to something, that they have the counter right there to kind of counter to bring it all back under.
Amen.
Well, how
yes,
long was your surgery?
Did.
Do you mind sharing that? How long was your surgery?
I don't know exactly how long
mm-hmm.
because from the time I go inside and they put me to sleep, when I was getting the anesthesia, hear me, boy, I think I just take a drink or some strong rum somewhere. Then all I tell the doctor, I say, Doc, I just had a drink, so I'm about to go to sleep now, so I will see y'all later. And that was me.
And that's all you remember.
That's all I remember. And then when I wake up, the only thing I asked, I said, can I have some of that beautiful hot chocolate y'all have outside?
Oh. And they gave you some hot chocolate straight from anesthesia?
Oh, yeah, I got hot chocolate. No, after I come out from the anesthesia and everything, they let me sit down for a while and everything, and then like an
mm-hmm.
hour, so I get some hot chocolate to drink. I was hungry.
Unbelievable. But usually they give you a minute before, you know, they'll give you something. They'll usually give you like apple juice or something like that, and some graham crackers, but you wanted hot chocolate.
Oh God, yes. Let me tell you, Sloan's make the best hot chocolate. Okay, I do not buy hot chocolate out there that people make for me. I make my own chocolate, but when I went by Sloan's, oh my God, they got a hot chocolate to die for.
Wow. So that's another thing. They treated you well, huh?
They treat you like you're home. Like if you're home, you know, they treat you. I love the way how they treat you with respect, mannerly. It's like you're in a home. They make you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Very comfortable.
Well, that's a good thing because you need that.
Yes.
So what were some of your warning signs that you had that alerted you?
For the breast cancer?
To go and get, yes. That alerted you to get checked out. What did you feel? What did you see? Was there the differentiation in the breast, or was it just a soreness? Was it oozing? Do you
just
mind sharing
little,
that with us?
Just a little pain. And for me, the little pain that I was getting, I was like, no, my body is telling me something else. So I was listening to my body. And I take that little hint when I feel that I say this is not normal. And then you see, when we black people, okay, we intend to have what we call those breasts, lumpy breasts.
Right.
So it's hard for us
to examine ourselves.
Yes, instead, that's how they call it, lumpy breast. So we cannot feel different. We wouldn't feel the lump them unless we really do something good to find out if that lump is the real lump or if it's a bad lump. So our best bet to do is to go and have a mammogram.
Now, after your mammogram, did they give you a sonogram as well? Or the mammogram was enough for them?
No, they give me a mammogram and they do the biopsy. And the biopsy is with a needle where they push into your breast and take, like, liquid or something from it, from this pathway to see where the cancer cell is. There's where they take out wherever the spot was to really to confirm to know if it's, if that's really cancer. So it's different steps you go into. So himself, I went, at one point I went to my mom at the hospital. They is the one who did the biopsy for me. But then when I come back to my GYN and I tell him, and he get the report and he was telling me, I take some of the report from my mom at the hospital, and I send it to him because the doctor by Sloan's needed the pathology report from the other hospital them to see what's going on. But they did their own thing when I get up there.
Right. Then, so now they have something to compare to make sure that it's apples and apples and not apples and oranges.
Yes. That's why I say get more than one opinion. It's very, very important. Yes.
So, but the doctor did give you all the options for treatment, but you just opted to go and remove.
Yes. They gave me options, and I make the decision to remove both.
Do you regret that decision in any way?
No, I did not till this day, I'm happy that I made that decision. I am so happy that I made that decision.
No, that's great. That's great because now you just went through one surgery, and that's it. Wow.
Yeah, I went through one surgery.
What was the first thing you did when you woke up and you realized that you made this decision? How did you see yourself, or what was the first thing that went through your mind when you looked in the mirror?
When I looked in the mirror, the first thing I do, I thank the Lord that I'm still alive. And I went and I say, I am here. I'm still me. Just a bump removed. Other than that, I'm thankful. I am thankful. I'm still alive. I'm here. There's nothing different about me. I'm still the same person. Regardless
Absolutely.
Of what, I am the same person.
So how long were you down for after surgery?
I wasn't that so down.
No, meaning how long? I'm sure you had to be out of work for a period of time. Did you use all of that time to be out of work? Or
no, I take off, I take off like about a month around there. About a month, a couple of weeks. And then I went back out to work after. I didn't use up all my time because I now have other things to do besides. I stay home. I did what I had to do, and I went back out to work. I did my surgery in April. By May, I was out back to work. Most like the ending of the May, I was out to work. I wasn't letting anything keep me down. I was in the house walking up and down, doing all kind of things still.
Well, that part is great after any surgery to get up and walk around because that helps that you don't get any blood clots.
Yeah.
So the up and walking around, that most definitely helps. Wow. I could only imagine. I can see you now as soon as you come home. You want to cook up something like some curry or some rice and peas or in there with the plantains. I can envision you doing that and your children saying, Mommy, sit down. Mommy, take it easy. And you want to go and just cook up a feast.
You know, you just said exactly what my big daughter said to me.
See, how did I know that you, because your personality shows that you will do just that.
Yeah.
And when you're supposed to rest and let your body heal, you would want to be up cooking and playing the gospel music loud and just cooking.
Yes. Cleaning, cooking, anything I could find myself to do, I will do it.
So how did you manage in that month's time when you was home, when you were supposed to be resting? What did you do to occupy yourself?
I had some puzzle books. I was doing, like, word puzzles, like word search.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to music. I watched television. When I get tired of the television, I play my music. And I read my Bible, things like that. And then my kids will make me laugh now and then, you know, and tell jokes. Mm-hmm. So I was happy.
Okay. Okay. So you wasn't sitting at home sobbing.
No, okay. I cannot do that.
Mhm. Like your faith won't allow you to do that.
No.
Now, do you believe that that certain foods that we eat can give you cancer, or certain places that you lived or visited can give you cancer? What do you believe the source in getting cancer? Or do you believe that certain foods can actually prevent you from getting cancer?
It could be a little bit of both. Because most of the food, a lot of the food that we're eating right now, having a lot of chemical that can give us cancer. You see, a lot of us, we don't read the ingredients on top of the boxes or the bottles and what we buying and knowing what we put inside.
Right.
They have so much of big words on top of the box sometimes, and we don't know the meaning of some of them. And we just taking the stuff and eat it just like that, reading and get to understand what these words mean and what is inside of the food that we eat in. You know? So my thing is, yes, they have healthy ones, and they have the bad ones.
Right.
So then they have all the vegetables and all the things that are going out there. Take, for instance, the broccoli, cauliflowers, the Brussels sprouts, and all those things. Steam them, eat them. You know, instead of we going and we picking some of these juice that says they're having artificial things in them.
Right.
And all those things. So those things, they need to get rid of.
But see, they can't get rid of those because those are the money makers. So just pray over everything you put in your mouth, whatever it is you drink or whatever it is that you eat. Saying go and get a whole bunch of bad food and sit it in front of you and say, God, you know, bless the food and just, you know, gobble it all up. But, you know, pray over it because we know that all of these chemicals are in some of the foods, and it's not like where you live off the land, where you grow your own fruits and vegetables, you raise your own animals, so you know what you're giving them, so you know what you're going to get back from them, because you know that you took care of them so that they can take care of you.
Yes.
But
because
now that
I used to eat any and anything, and I did not know at the time this could have caused cancer also. So after I had my cancer and I went through all what I went through, my daughter sit me down. And we were reading the back of everything that we buy. No one say we're perfect.
Right.
No man perfect out there. But we decide how we're eating, what are we drinking, and we watch everything that we eat. So we have a routine when we go shopping. So we read the boxes mm-hmm. to know what's inside of them before we buy them and things like that. So that's what I do from now on. So this is how all that's helping me, everything that I mm-hmm. went through.
But that's a great routine. When I shop, I look at some of the ingredients. Half the time, mm-hmm. well, not even half the time, majority of the time, I don't understand what the ingredients are. But I look for expiration dates. That's my key thing. But now I need to be paying more attention to not just that, just everything overall, and turning to Google and asking Google what is this, or writing it out and having it give me a description of what it is so that I know what it is that I'm putting in my system.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to ask you this question, but I already know the answer because we started off with the answer. But our
mm-hmm.
listeners, you know, maybe some who just chimed in may or may not know. Do you believe in God?
Yes, I do.
Now, what part did your faith play in you making any decision?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, that played a big part in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Every step I take it with him.
Mm. Well, and that's not just with having cancer. That's
no.
just overall in daily living.
Yes.
Mm. Wow. I mean, God is, and I always say, like, God is and put dot, 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 because God
yes.
is so many things, or and he means so much, and he shows up at the right time. And, you know, in reading your opening where we had said God gives his strongest people, he gives them these tasks to carry out. And I used to, but I stopped doing this a long time ago, I would ask God why. And then my mom told me before, who am I to question God why he do what he do?
Don't question
and
him.
And I looked at her and was like, why can't I question him? If, you know, this is my father, why can't I ask my father a question? But, and then I never say the statement anymore either. What more? Or I can't take no more, or anything that's associated with that, because to me, when you voice those words and put those words in the atmosphere, God will come back and answer, why
yes.
not you? Or
let me tell you.
He'll put more on.
Yeah.
So I don't say those anymore.
Because the Lord moving mysteriously. He moving mysteriously.
Yes, my mom
okay?
said it all the time. Mm-hmm.
And with me?
She would say that all the time.
That's my big decision maker right there. He makes me
wow.
make the decisions that I make. Without him,
yeah, when you put him
I cannot
first.
Do it.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. And with something as serious as cancer, but the good thing is there's so many cures, because a while ago there was no cure and or no treatment, but now there's so many things that someone can go through that can prolong their life.
Yes.
And you know, you just have to have the mindset to be ready to take it on and go through it. And when you have an excellent support team, that is all the best, because that helps get you through during those rocky times when you want to give up or you don't know or you're unsure. That gives you that crutch to lean on and say, yes, you got this. You can do this. You know, we right here with you. When you wake up, I'm going to be the first face you're going to see. Or, you know, you need that in your life.
Yes, you do.
You most definitely need that. Well, before we go on any further in your story, because my mouth is dry and I know yours is too, because we're just having good old conversation, I'm going to play a couple of songs so we both can go and get some water, use the restroom if we have to, and come back. We're going to get right back into it, because I just mentioned about a support team. So we're going to come back into the question about your support team and how they worked in your favor. So everyone, do not go anywhere. Give us a chance to drink some water, do what we got to do. We will be right back.
Thank you. Whatever you want.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I hope y'all went, got y'all water, did what y'all had to do. And we are, when we left off asking the question to Miss Yvette, did you and do you still have a good support team?
Yes, I did. I did have a really beautiful support team. My support team are made up of my two young daughters and my my best friends and coworkers.
Okay. So why is having a good support team so crucial?
You want to know that people is going to be there for you through thick and thin, regardless of what, to lend a helping hand when you need it. And to support you, whether you want to go to follow you to the doctor, or whatever you need them, they will be there for you. If it's just to take a walk with you, just to sit and chat with you, or anything, you want to know that they're there for you.
Well, you know, that's good. A support team is good for anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just in sickness, in health as well. And you also need a support team that's just not in an amen corner. And when I say amen corner, everything is yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am, yes, ma'am. and they're not afraid to tell you the truth or not afraid to let you know or say no to you.
Yes, that's true, because I have friends who does that to me. If I'm doing something wrong, they will tell me I'm wrong. And they're not afraid to tell me because they know I can take it. And I always let them know.
Mm-hmm.
When I do something wrong, please let me know. Don't be afraid to tell me I'm doing something wrong. You understand?
Right.
That's how I like them to be to me.
Because if you have that amen corner where you do no wrong and everything is yes, 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 that's not a good support team.
No, it's not.
That's just my personal opinion. That's not a good support team, because I know for me sometimes I am not right, but I can be strong and wrong.
Yeah.
And if you are willing to tell me that I'm not right and put me in my place, you a keeper. Because that right there shows that you care.
Yes. And that's what my daughter them does to me.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I say a word wrong, they will correct me. And that's one thing I love about them. And
mm-hmm.
my friends, they do the same thing too. Correct me if I'm wrong with something. And that's what I love about them.
Okay, then that's what you need in your corner. Now, did the cancer spread to any other parts of your body after you made the decision to remove your breasts?
No, it didn't. It didn't spread. But after I went and had my reconstruction surgery,
mm-hmm.
I did the implants them back and everything. So after I did that, in 2016, I was diagnosed with uterine cancer.
Mm. Now, do you think that was because there were some cells that they didn't get, or this was its own separate issue?
To me, I don't know about other people's opinions, but from my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I think they connected.
Okay.
I think both of them are connected.
So it's a possibility that the cell may have broken off and just laid dormant. And something triggered.
Yeah, something triggered.
Hmm.
And for that one, I had to take chemo twice for that.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, taking chemo is no joke.
Wow.
It weakens your bones. It makes you tired. It makes you feel like walking today for tomorrow, because you'll be slow walking. The pain, your bones and feels, you know, because
so how long
after
did you have to take treatment for?
Okay, I take chemo for like 3 months, but every 2 weeks I have one good set of chemo and then I had a bad one.
What do you mean by one
good
one, one bad one? I don't understand.
Okay, one of the chemo, when you're taking chemo, they give you one regular chemo because I had a strong dose of chemo. So one was just the normal dose, and then the second dose, I will have one this week, which is a good dose, but the second week, when I go back, I had to take the strong one, I had to take a I had to take pills before, 2 days before I went to get that one. And then I had it after that. I still had to take the pills a day after, and then I had to take an injection, which is the Nulexa, for help with the bones, the pains.
Now, how long do you stay on for treatment for chemo? Are you laying down? Are you sitting up? Or how does that work?
Well, first to start, the chemo was in my hand, but for some reason it was damaging my hand. So I had to put a portal in, like a port. They call it
okay.
a port. So it's
right.
in on my right side. So it's still in.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I take that, and they will do the chemo through the port every time.
And
I
how
go.
Long
but then
is
I had
it?
To...
Some hours or
the first
minutes
the,
or
the first dose, like the normal one, it will take like a hour, and then for the strong one, it will take closely like close to 3 hours.
Mm. So can you eat during that time, or what do you do during that time that you're going through chemo?
With that, you lost your taste. The food where you used to eat, you cannot eat them because you don't have taste for them. You get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
You get so frustrated. You don't know what to do. You don't know because you cannot eat the food that you want because you don't have any taste anymore. Water used to be sweet for me.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. And for me to eat something real regular, I used to have to buy noodles and just drink the liquid. Only because that's the only thing that has taste in my mouth. So I used
mm-hmm.
to have to stock up on a lot of rice noodles to just to,
okay.
and my young daughter used to do it for me.
Oh, ain't that cute?
Yeah, she always said, do you know how to get up? Just so you need.
So, with it spreading, how was that detected, that it did spread somewhere else?
Well, one day I was home, and I was juicing some kale and spinach.
Mm-hmm.
So I was making juice with them to drink. And for some reason, when I start drinking the kale, I feel like I'm getting pain in my stomach, down by my abdomen down there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I say, what is going on down there? And I just start running. It was so much pain, I end up in the emergency room. And I at the same
wow.
time, I was bleeding.
Oh, okay.
Nonstop.
Mm.
And I had to run into the emergency room.
So
and,
in the emergency mm-hmm. room is where they detected it, or you went back to Siloam for testing?
No,
or
I went to
your primary doctor.
I went to my primary doctor and everything. So I was like, oh, my God, what's going on here? Then I start, let me tell you, the pain was so, it wasn't a baby pain.
Wow.
Because I know what baby
wow.
pain is. I have two kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it was worse than my baby pain. That's
wow.
how bad it
so,
was.
Are you regularly screened for any other occurrences or any reoccurrences of cancer? And if so, how often are you screened?
Yes, I'm still screening, and I go every 3 months. I go
okay.
every 3 months, and they take a whole scan of my body from my chest, go right down.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So it's just one screening that covers everything. They don't just focus on any one particular area.
No, they focus on the whole thing.
Wow. Okay. So are you on any medicines currently?
Currently, thank God, I'm not. I'm not on any medication for cancer. I finished my last chemo in April gone. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yes.
everything right now is okay for the time being, but I'm still screening.
Oh, that's excellent. That's excellent because some people may be on medications for the duration of their life or, you know, have to take medicine for a period of time before they can actually not take any medicine at all. Okay. So what is your take on, if any, on holistic treatment or other medicines or et cetera? Because, you know, you are from the islands, and usually they go to the land and go cook up some herbs and chop, 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 get in the kitchen, here, drink this, or here, eat this. So what is your take on doing something as such or any holistic treatment for cancer?
I don't do anything really that much. The most I do, I like to drink my herb teas. I love my herb teas, and I watch what I'm eating. I cut out all the red meat. I don't eat red meat anymore. So I just watch what I eat. I look at the ingredients in the food that I eat and everything. So far, so good. Thank God for my daughter. She does a lot of marvelous things to me, and I do appreciate her very much.
Okay.
Know? So, yes.
Okay. So, now, if this is too personal, just let me know. But is there a family history of any form of cancer?
Be honest with you, I am not sure. I only hear, see about it, you know, just little here and there. You will hear one or two of them talk about it, but I'm not sure because, you know, back then, they don't really talk about
right. Everything was like hushed. It was a secret.
Yes.
And you know,
they don't talk about
and that's amazing because that happens in all families. Everything is always a secret, and you find out bits and pieces of things through some of the family members, and a lot of the elders in the family are now deceased. So some of the younger elders, you know, you turn to them to find pieces of information. And sometimes you can get enough information where you can put the puzzle together and, you know, make sense of some things. But I don't know why everything was kept such a secret.
Come on, let's talk about it.
Because when you talk about it, you know, you're alerting the family, or at least your immediate streamline of family, of what's going on so that you'll know what to be checked for or how you should operate so that can use all precautions possible because there's a lineage of this going, you know, in the family. So do you think cancer is hereditary? I mean, even though you don't know if your background, if family members may have had it or not, but do you think in your own words that it may be hereditary?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So why would you think it's hereditary?
It was just like, it was saying like, okay, if my mom, take for instance why I said that too, it's like if, take for instance, diabetes.
Right.
It could run in your family, and it could pass down from generation to generation also. So for me, I think.
Skip generations too.
Yes. So for me, I think that's exactly is what cancer is all about here.
Okay. So what are some myths surrounding breast cancer?
The only thing I can say mainly about myths is not doing anything at all. We got to stand up and fight the fight and kick cancer.
Absolutely. Do you think that there's an actual cure for cancer, but they're not releasing it because you get more money medically by not giving the cure for cancer?
That one, I'm not sure. To be honest with you, I'm not sure about that. But it could be. iffy about everything. Put it like that.
Right. Right. And, you know, the myths that they have circulating, you know, sometimes you get so caught up in that that you don't see the truth in it, and some people don't get the help that they need or the help that they should have gotten because they're so caught up in the myths behind, or, oh, I can't get it because I wear this cologne, and I've been wearing this cologne for X amount of time, so I can't get it. So, you know, people, please be mindful. Get your exams, your annual exams, because those are the ones to help, you know, figure out what's going on in your body. And listen to your body. When your body tells you something, listen to it so that you can move forward in what's going on, and you can get help and you can get treatment in early stages as opposed to waiting around. Back in the days when you get sick, ginger ale and chicken noodle soup and possibly Vicks, that was the answer for everything. But nowadays, that's not the answer for everything. You have to go and get checked out and see what's going on. Trust me, your body will tell you something is not right. Right. It's on you to go to your doctor and tell your doctor X, Y, and Z. And if you're not getting the results that it is you need, then you need to go see another doctor. You need to make sure you are heard, because your body will tell you. It may not tell you what's wrong, but it will tell you that something is wrong.
Is wrong.
And you need to go and get checked out.
Amen, yes.
But we want to play a couple of more songs, and when we come back, I want to know who was the first person you told and why. So don't go nowhere, everyone. We will be right back.
Come here. at one time for you. This the one for the one you've always wanted, you feel me? Yeah. One day. One day. Flawless.
Hey, when I met you, I was driving the car that Ford don't even make no more. Still ain't been my lady, and I wonder how to make it more. Take it slow, is the way to go, but I can't take no more. Something missing, if you listen here, my heart will break. The way I feel is pure and true, just like the blessed day that you was born. So you like my unicorn, beautiful, regal. It's like the stars said it. But baby, like that unicorn, you damn so hard-headed. Look at all these years, I done dried the tears and told my fears. Seems like after all of that, we be way more than tears. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did? Yeah, I talk a big game, but see I infinity thing. Say the word piano pimping is done. Just a vision of your kisses, you becoming my missus. Eats my heart just like a tip in the drum. Hey, hey, look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so good. It'll feel so good. It'll feel so good. Forever, I want to give you forever. Read in between the lines, girl, I'm talking for better or worse. And I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Flip the script and reverse it, that's why you're so perfect. Couldn't we be here happily ever after? With the laughter, no disasters. Call the pastor, make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger rattles ass. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making bleak demands, is this all a fantasy? To me, I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again, I'm 6'6", but make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within. When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
Happy, they gotta bring on them in the swag, I've never seen. with a great personality. And boy, I think you got it. I said, boy, I know you got it, so maybe we can chill for a while. We can leave this club and I can take you back to my house and show you all the things I like. Baby, watch your sign, cause you're starting to blow my mind. But that don't mean we got to rush. We can lay up in the bed and listen to Miss Baker while I tell you my dreams. Do you tell me your fears? Boy, we gonna be the perfect team.
You and I for life.
I can see me and you taking on the world together.
Yeah.
We can do it.
We can do it.
We can do it.
Yeah. And if you really wanna be the one for me, take my hand.
We can be best friends, baby, to the end.
Forever and ever.
I woke up so motivated this morning. I barely went to sleep last night, y'all. Some people I reached out to, they ignore me. They gon' regret it when it's back, right? They wanna act like I'm nobody special. Till I pull up in that Jag like, I don't think I met you. If you ain't help me get it, then I promise I won't help you. You by yourself, I was by myself too. Talk to y'all like this, ain't no watches on my wrist. No designer, I spent all my money on trying to get rich. All these bill collectors keep calling like they ain't on a block list. My voicemail say if I missed your call, then call me back when I'm rich. I don't lie no more because I heard that mean that you're scared. Only scared of saying something and don't mean what I said. Keep it real like for real. Keep it real like these bills. Keep it real like the struggle that made me feel how I feel. I'm too authentic. See, I walk and I talk different. Ayy, all business. I don't like to kick it. Y'all tripping. Ayy, I just want the living room with the garage in it. Ayy, I was told if you ain't living rich, you not living. Ayy, ayy, yellow, you the man. How you do it, man? Ayy, ayy, you was just broke. How did you maneuver, man? Ayy, old friends want me to save them like is you Superman. Yellow hair like a Super Saiyan, but I ain't Superman. Yellow, I just tell it like it's supposed to be. My mama said I could be anything I wanna be. Ayy, 6 a.m. I'm probably up cause I can't go to sleep. Ayy, I invested in my girl, now she make more than me. I can't die before $1 million. All I ever really wanted was to prosper. Lord knows that I'm tired of the bottom. Yellow! Hey, and shout out to everybody who don't believe in me, man. And shout out to everybody who do. But for the ones who don't believe in me, I want y'all to keep it that way. Cause I want y'all to see me when I make it to the top, you hear me? Hey, yellow!
Well, what a good way to come back on. I woke up so motivated. So
amen.
Before we went to break, yes, I asked the question, who was the first person you told and why were they the first person you told?
The first person I told was my sister, who now living in Pennsylvania. And she, at the time, she was living a block away from me. And
okay.
I told her because she was always there for me. She's not really blood sister.
Okay.
But she
was there.
She is, yes, she always been there for me when I needed help with anything. She was there for me. She was there when my daughter had something in her eyes, and I couldn't stand when they was doing surgery on her eyes, and she was right there. She came. She said, "No, wait for me." She drive me all the way to Manhattan to the eye infirmary. So she been always been there for me.
Okay, wow. So is she still a part of your support system now?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I went to Pennsylvania to visit her for the first time because she moved up there, and I haven't got a chance to go up there. We're always talking on the phone. So for Labor Day, mm-hmm. I spend the whole Labor Day weekend up there with her.
Great, great, great. So how did you explain to your children that you had cancer? Was that difficult for you to do?
Not so much, because I've been very open with my kids and with everything. You know, we talk a lot to each other, so when it happened, I make sure I call them and I say, "I have some news to tell you." And when I tell, especially the big one, she was so supportive with me. You know, she was always been there. When I come home from the hospital, when she had to go to work, she will cook and make sure food is there for me. She said, "Mommy, don't do too much. Just sit there, you know, and relax yourself. Don't do that." And she said, "I know you want to get up and do something." She said, "All you have to do is get up, take a bath, and eat. You don't have to do nothing else." But then, me going doing things on my own way.
Of course. Of course.
Yeah,
that's what parents do. They don't listen to the children.
Yeah, and they both been so very supportive. They're very supportive. Till this day, they're still supportive.
That's great. That's great. So what encouragement can you share with anyone, with everyone?
I will encourage everyone to go and get a checkup. Take a good physical. Ask a lot of questions and get more than one opinion. You know, don't just take one. Get more than one opinion, even if it's two or three, just to be on the safe side.
How many opinions did you actually get?
As a matter of fact, it's about three. I got from Downstate Hospital, then I went to Maimonides, and then I get from Sloan's.
Okay, now, did all three places say the same thing, or no?
All three said the same thing with the cancer. But Maimonides wanted to do the surgery, but I did not feel comfortable doing it there. And Downstate, no way. I didn't want to do it there either. So my best bet was Sloan's. When I get the third opinion, I was loving it.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you go about getting in touch with Sloan? Did you just go there and they found you a doctor and you explained to them and they gave you a doctor? How did that work? Or did you need a referral?
No, I got a referral from a friend who was going by Sloan.
Oh, so you didn't get a doctor referral. So
no,
you went
I did not.
Straight to them not knowing anything, and they just took you in.
Yes.
Well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing
because,
like, again, you know, when we opened up and we were talking, like I said, you wouldn't go to a podiatrist, you know, and get in podiatrist information about cancer. Now, yes, he knows some things medically because certain things are standard or generic or, you know, it's across the board. But he don't know about cancer as, you know, he know about feet.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you know, going to other hospitals, not saying that the hospitals would have been good or bad, but go to the source of someone, the source where you know. Everyone there is specialized in some form of cancer. So when the team of doctors sit around and discuss your case and then discuss your case with you, everyone is on the same page because everyone is talking cancer. You don't have someone talking about delivery, OBGYN, and then someone in podiatry, and then someone, you know, in heart. Everyone is focused on the same thing and the same agenda, and the care is strictly pertaining to what's for you and
mm-hmm.
how to move forward with what is for you. So, you know, we open up the show with that. So that's a great thing to do. Anything else you would like to share with our listeners? Any other opinions that you would like to give them?
For me, if when they're going for a checkup, they feel scared or anything, and they want to walk with a friend, a coworker who they trust, somebody they can trust, a good friend, a buddy, take them with you. Don't be scared. Just go with them. Let them follow you and get the tests that you need, because you don't know what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing it is better than not knowing.
That is true, because knowing you can get help. And in not knowing, who knows when you may find out, and you don't want it to be to the point where you're limited on options of, you know, how you can get help at that time.
Yes.
So people, listen to your body, because your body will tell you. And also get your annual checkups. And if you don't have insurance, go to the emergency room. Emergency room cannot deny you. They can't. They have to give you the service that you need. Well, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen, as you know, we've come into the ending of our show. We want to give congratulations and birthday shout-outs. Of course, you know, LSO is still celebrating her birthday. I'm going to celebrate until I turn the next age in September. So, yes, I'm still celebrating. We're going to say happy birthday to Cassandra, Jay, Irina, Hakeem, Eric, Ma Manon, Mr. Carter, Keon, and Jeanette Concepcion. Happy birthday to each and every one of you. I hope you have an amazing day, amazing week, amazing weekend. Or if you want to celebrate like me to the next birthday. You can do it. Condolences to everyone who may have lost someone. A friend of mine from college, I just found out tonight, he's coming up, I think, tomorrow to bury his grandmother. And I think, I don't know if it's the burial or the death date is the same as 1 year apart from his mom. So condolences to him and his family. And thank you to our essential workers and our frontliners and our military. Listen, people, we're not free within the freedom as you think we are. There's someone on the front line that's making sure that we get the freedom that we're supposed to have. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and ring the bell to LSOMASK Squiggly D on YouTube. There's going to be some more jewels dropping there soon. Know that cancer sucks, but my God is able, even in the midst of sickness, and not just cancer, any sickness. He's able, if you have a cold, if you have a splinter, he is still able. LSO just added pouches to her collection. She has very limited pouches, and once those go, they'll be gone because my supplier is no longer doing them. So if you want them, reach out. Don't forget to tell us when your birthday is so you can get an LSO treat shout out on your special day. And not necessarily just your birthday. If you want an anniversary or congratulatory, let us know so we can give you a shout out. We greatly appreciate the support from our listeners. We also appreciate the support for those who answer questions in the group, because we all do this together. One hand wash the other, and both wash the face. Miss Yvette, would you like to say any closing remarks this evening before I begin to close up.
I would like to say to everyone, brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, everyone, please go and get your checkup. It better be safe than sorry.
Absolutely, absolutely. Y'all heard it, y'all heard it, y'all heard it. Remember, we will be coming to you each and every Monday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So tune in to lawlessradio.com or via phone at 646-478-5209. And don't forget to tell a friend and invite them to listen in as well. We have some more spectacular shows coming up. And thank you to listeners and also group members for giving topics. Because, you know, sometimes I run out of topics, so I greatly appreciate, you know, topics. So if you have a topic you want us to discuss, and hell, if you even want to come on and be a guest on the topic you chose, let us know. We can work it out. If you're looking for a platform to promote your brand, call or message LSO at 718-666-1336 to find out how you can become a sponsor of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Lawless Radio started on the premise of TL, the chairman, with his vision and his promise to support your local come-up. So if you want your music played on Lawless Radio, go to the website and submit your music. Lawless Radio supports independent and local artists, and tonight you heard from some of them. And if you would like, you can give feedback, because sometimes they come into the group or they come on Twitter and they respond back to you. Let's show our support for one another. You can order LSO merchandise at treatsandthingsLSO.com. That's T-R-E-A-T-S, the letter N, T-H-I-N-G-S, LSO.com. And follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at LSO Treats. Order your autographed copy of any book. Whenever you order from my website, you can get an autographed copy. But Taste and Treats and Erotic Playground is also on Lulu.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. So you can also order there. You can also order Ms. K's book at kshep-sff.com. That's kshayshep-sff.com. She had to leave off, but she has a program starting in November 18th. So she can give you more details in reference to that. And I believe it's Woman Fix Your Crown. That's the name of the program she's doing or the seminar she's giving. I don't want to misquote it wrong, but when she comes back on next week, she can give you all the details in reference to that. And in closure for this evening, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show continues to have a phenomenal Monday night, right? And we hope that you continue on this journey with us, and we are enlightening and strengthening you in every conversation in full transparency. Hope you have enjoyed tonight's show, and we left you with something to think about on the topic, I am a survivor. I am highly favored. Cancer does not discriminate, and it's a very serious disease. But note, there's treatments, there's help, there's support. All you have to do is once you find out is, well, first, the first step is to get checked annually and regularly so that if you do have cancer, you can be proactive and, well, you can be reactive so that you can get things in order and get the best treatment for yourself, because there is treatment out there. And all women should be screened regularly to rule out any possibilities. And men, don't forget, you need to be screened as well. Whereas the percentages is low with men getting breast cancer, but it does exist. So men need to get checked as well during your checkups with your doctor. As cancer cures are different in many treatments, be sure to get many opinions and find out what works best for you. This evening, Miss Yvette had said, what worked best for her was total removal, as opposed to she could have gotten just one removed or partially removed or whatever. The key thing is to make a decision that works best for you, and it works for you at the time, and it don't prolong a situation. And medical research is constantly ongoing in exploring the who, what, when, where, how this disease is affecting people. So the more research they have, the more options begin to open up for you to get some form of treatment. Make sure to discuss with your doctor all necessary avenues of prevention for you. And if you have any form of cancer, we pray that all goes well, and we pray that you make the right decision for you and for your family. Be sure to inform your doctor of any issues and concerns, and make sure your doctor stays vigilant in your health care with your routine exams. If something don't feel right, a lot of the times it's probably not right. So you know what you do? You get checked out. And there are home testings that you can do for breast cancer. But again, we discussed this earlier. We're feeling and we're going through the motions of how we are to do it at home, and not saying we're doing it incorrectly, but still be sure to follow up in getting your regular exams. And if in examining yourself, if you feel something or something feels off, please get it checked out. Don't go and say, oh, well, it's this or it's that. You don't know. And even if you are in the profession, in the medical profession, you still don't know. Go and get it checked out to make sure that everything is okay, and ask questions. And as research continues, make sure that you're doing your part in helping to stay and remain healthy as possible. Well, well, well. We heard a praise story from Miss Yvette. She's been in remission for 12 years. But let me tell you about a praise story for LSO. All it takes is that faith of a mustard seed, which is so powerful. I prayed for two events. It was two events that I wanted to do. And I am proud to say that one of the events is tomorrow, October 26th at 7 p.m., 445 Albee Square Mall West in downtown Brooklyn. It's the Laughaholics Comedy Show with the headliner Michael Collier. And who will be opening up for him? Your very own LSO. So if you can, come on down and see LSO perform live. And there you can also purchase LSO merchandise. You get to take pictures and, you know, all that hoopla. But be mindful for things that you pray for, because when you pray for it, stand in it. Live in it until you're granted to have it. I said I wanted to do this, and ta-ta-da-da, I am about to do it. So if y'all can come out tomorrow, that would be great for your support. Don't forget to step into your greatness, ladies and gentlemen. Shine in your light and be about your business. It is waiting for you to make the first move. Every little step that you take leads to bigger rewards. The key thing is just getting started. And speak things into the atmosphere and look to self to manifest through God's grace and mercy. Now is the time to do that. Set yourself up for the greatness that you deserve. You have it right now. You can enjoy it right now. You can bask in it right now. And how do you do that? Set yourself up for it and go and do it. Strive until you thrive. It's an overall lifestyle change. Along the way, you may lose some friends. You may gain others. That's okay. Everyone is not meant to continue on your journey with you. Remember, each and every one of us have our own journey. So go at your pace. And that only requires a small step. Just every little step. And know that every little step counts. This is an LSO PSA. Remember to love yourself, as we all are deserving on purpose. That is my key thing. I deserve on purpose. Look in the mirror every day and embrace who you are becoming. We must tell ourselves a powerful affirmation each and every day and walk in it. Learn to love yourself and love on yourself, even with our visible flaws and battle wounds. Those are the scars that make us who we are today. Those are the gems that are added to our crown. We are all the perfect creation of being imperfect, yet we are still kings and queens. Knowing that, that should make you smile each and every day. Every day is a gift to you, so don't take it for granted. Go out and enjoy it. Live happily in each and every moment of your life. Stop looking to others to narrate your life story. Why? Because you are enough. Elevate yourself. You are great. You are strong. You are needed. You are loved. LSO, Ms. K, and Ms. Yvette, this evening would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show and hanging out with us. We invite you to continue on our radio journey each and every Monday night. And don't forget to pay it forward. Knowing that you light someone else's candle does not dim your stem and your candle. We can all shine brightly together and in no competition of one another. Be safe. If God's will, we'll talk to you next week. Stay prayed up, be careful, and stay safe. My hashtag is my LSO journey and hashtag love yourself organically. Miss Yvette, what is your hashtag?
My hashtag is one day at a time.
There you go, one day at a time. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Have a good night, everyone. Stay prayed up. You are the greatest. Good night.
Good night, darling. That's a good show.